This just in, breaking news.
I have major breaking news.
Okay.
Now it's a rumor, but it looks like there's a very good chance that Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer are dating.
No.
Yes, after all of these years, after 20 years, there is a very strong rumor and some really good evidence that the two of them are at least hooking up, if not. I mean, I feel like at this age, you know, who hooks up? Like, you don't get together with somebody unless you're truly interested in them. Like, you're not jumping in and out of bed, right? Don't you think? Like, once you pass, let's say 40, if you're still having one night stands.
It's not a one night stand. It's a 30 year stand.
Well, yeah. So at the reunion, if you remember, the two of them were super flirty. Even people who are watching it were like, is this for the camera? Are these two really like, you know, remember, they had told James Corden that little interview sesh that they had always kind of had a crush on each other, but it didn't really work because he was in a relationship than she was. And she said, you know, I remember saying one time to David, it's going to be such a bummer that the first time you and I actually kiss is on national television.
Mm.
You know, like she talked about their amazing chemistry, and they played on-screen lovers from 1994 to 2004. So they always had kind of like this, I don't know, this thing for each other that they just kind of both went on their way and whatever. So, all right. So they're at this reunion. And after the reunion, people that were around on the set said that they couldn't keep their hands off each other. But it was like flirty old friends. They weren't really sure what was going on. And then they find out. So remember, the reason why we know a lot of this stuff is because people see David Schwimmer on an airplane from New York to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Or they see the two of them walking around a vineyard together, or she has people around the house that are help, and those people talk. Like, we've had enough entertainment reporters on the show to tell us they get a lot of their information from housekeepers and you know, Grubhub delivery people, that the door opens at Jennifer Aniston's house and there's David Schwimmer standing there, you know. So what we've learned is that they're spending a lot of time at her house in LA, because if she came here to New York, you're stuck inside. People are going to see you out there. Whereas in LA, she's got this big sprawling place. It's really easy to just hang around her house and hook up. So I guess somebody who works for her spoke to a couple different magazines and said she's been cooking him dinner. They've had a lot of quality time together. They do a lot of laughing and flirting. Then they actually went to one of her favorite vineyards in Santa Barbara. So they were seen there and they were drinking wine and they were like in deep conversation. And people that watched them were like, these aren't two old friends having a glass of wine. Like, there's something going on here.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live? Does he live in LA or New York?
No, he lives in New York.
He lives in New York. Okay.
So as you can imagine, Twitter is just going bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite one is people talking about how, like, this year being the revival of a lot of these relationships, like Jennifer and Ben Affleck
mm-hmm.
are back together, you know? So now Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer. So people are saying Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer dating is the uplifting third act plot twist 2021 needs.
It's not Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. It's Ross and Rachel.
Good, because I love you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I love you, too.
Well, that's the first time we've said that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to kiss you.
Well, you better.
Can you imagine if they were together and then they broke up? It would hurt us as much as it would hurt them.
If they broke up. We couldn't handle it. Dear baby Jesus, please help David Schwimmer to make good decisions and treat Jennifer Aniston the way she was meant to be treated her whole life. Sincerely, the whole world. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. Everyone is making this joke that he's always been her lobster.
See? He's her lobster.
They've been on a long break.
Oh, no, no. Don't you worry about me falling asleep. I still have your letter.
A 20-year break. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they couldn't go out in public anywhere without people noticing. No. I mean, you notice Ross and Rachel in the wild.
I mean,
that's what you tell your grandkids about. When I was walking down the street, I saw Ross and Rachel.
They have to keep it under wraps. That's the hard thing. It's almost like when you are a married woman or a divorced woman and you've got kids, you're a mom and you're divorced. And it's like, at what point do you introduce the new person you're dating to your children? So think of it like we are all Jennifer Aniston's children.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to wait until she's sure that David Schwimmer is going to be our new daddy before she goes and says, hey, guys, guess who I'm dating? Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't just casually date. Like, she could be seen with, I don't know, David Duchovny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But David Schwimmer, of all the Davids, like, that is not the one to be seen with.
No, we don't think it's weird because I can turn on the TV right now and they're dating. They're always dating.
Right.
Or they broke up or they're always together. So them being together now, it's just a continuation of what's on TV right now because Friends is always on some channel.
Right. And they are one of the couples that we have always like shipped so hard. Like there's no reason why we thought she should be with anybody other than Ross. And then people had to like get their mind around the fact that in real life she was with Brad Pitt, Justin Theroux. You know what I mean? Like she's not Rachel. That's the hardest thing. I feel like a lot of these actors, when they play one character their whole career, I know she was in Horrible Bosses and I know all the movies she's been in, but a movie doesn't really define you the way a show like Friends does. You know, like I get that Sarah Jessica Parker has been in a million things, but she will always be Carrie Bradshaw. I'm sorry. Mm. That's just the rules. I can't help it. I didn't make the rules. I'm just following them. So Jennifer Aniston will always be Rachel. And who do we want with Rachel? Ross.
Right. This better be true. That's all I know. You better not be teasing me.
No, they seem to be hanging out together. That part is true because they've been seen together out in the wild. People saw them at this vineyard in Santa Barbara. It's not like they bumped into each other in a supermarket and people are like putting this relationship on them. No, they were out there together. But were they just friends? Were they hooking up? Were they like, you know, he's finally single. She's finally. We all have that one guy. You know, for me, it's. Do you know this actor, Mark Feuerstein?
No.
Okay, so he was in a show for a lot of years called Royal Pains. He was the lead. He was Hank in Royal Pains.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, What Women Want was like a big movie that he had done. And he's in, I don't know, Power and Prison Break and Nurse Jackie. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to know him back in the day, both because his parents had a house, a summer house right near where my parents had a summer house. And then it turned out that he and I were in a theater company together. So we would do all these readings and we were sort of friendly. And then the friendly turned into like a little more like flirty.
Mm.
And it was very obvious that he and I were totally interested in each other. But either he was in a relationship or I was in a relationship. Every time I would see him, like I'd run into him in Bridgehampton and he'd be like, hey, what's up? He'd be like, hi, this is my boyfriend.
Mm.
Or I'd be single and I would see him at like a premiere or something and be like, Mark, hey, wow, you look great. He's like, yeah, this is my girlfriend. So it was never, the timing was never good. So everybody has that one person in their life that they're like, if they were single when I was single, would this have been a thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it's Mark Feuerstein. Like I think about that. I haven't seen him in years. I have no idea what he's up to. I'm sure he's doing great because he's a phenomenal actor and he's a great guy and a nice dude and people just love him. But back then, had we hooked up, you know, what would that have been like? What kind of, you know, would I still be with him? Would I probably not? Because, you know, me, I'm fickle.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if for Jennifer Aniston, it was always David Schwimmer.
Or like me with Christina Ricci, you know, if she was single and I was single, we would be hooking up all the time.
Did you know her?
No.
Okay. So that's just like
you
your fantasy.
You have to know him? Oh, okay.
Yeah. The only reason I brought up Mark Feuerstein is because I used to know him and we were in a theater company together.
Oh, so I'd have to know her. No, she would know me, though. I'd hook it up. I'd hit that.
No, but if it was a fantasy, I mean, no disrespect to Mark, but I would have picked someone way better. to have a fantasy relationship with.
Bradley Cooper. Then
yes, there you go. There you go. Okay. Bradley Cooper, who I've never met and don't know, but I always thought that I'd like to marry him, so my name would be Cooper Cooper, because hilarious.
Well, today I found out Christina Ricci is now pregnant, and I went, oh. So I felt bad about that.
Because it's definitely not yours. That's what you know.
It's 1,000%. There's no way I'm going on Maury, because I can guarantee it's not mine.
Anyway, so we will keep you posted of the potential relationship of the year. As people are saying, the one thing that we think will help us get to the end of 2021 happily, knowing that perhaps Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer are now finally a couple.
That is awesome. It has to happen.